listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Dog Pound, we got over 30 players and alumni locked in for the Browns Fan Fest on Saturday, June 6th. Andrew Hawkins, Terrence Westphal, Taylor Craig Robertson, Hanford Dixon, Cam Irving. Not to mention, we'll hear from Coach Mike Pettine and Ray Farmer, plus a locker room sale on-site, including jerseys and cleats. See the full list of appearances. To get your tickets today, visit clevelandbrowns.com or the Browns' official mobile app. Nathan Zgura, Matt Wilhelm, and anti-film, anti-analytics, anti-his own eyes.
Not anti-film at all, but tell me what that number tells you.
What number tells me?
That some guy just goes, all right.
It confirms what my eyes saw every time I watched Browns
okay,
tape.
Okay, but your eyes, you're watching film. You're telling me that the tape can't tell you that?
Huh?
You're going to sit there, if you're that guy, do you really need to figure out exactly how many balls he might have thrown that were interceptions?
No, but it's a way
to measure people across the league. What are you talking about?
Are all
stats dumb?
I'm not a super stat guy, but to speak for Nathan or where he's coming from is, Nathan had an inclination watching Brian Hoyer both live during a game and then reviewing his tape and going, wow, he throws a lot of balls or he's very risky with the ball. That should have been intercepted X amount of times in his game. And all he's saying is that this guy who has no idea what his credentials are, went through every single game and solidified a thought that Nathan had about Brian Hoyer and just brought it up.
Paul Meyer says it best. Analytics fill gaps in stats. Many times last year, it was commented on that Hoyer threw many balls that should have been interceptions that were dropped. That's just all that it is. And whatever it is, whatever you're saying about it, Gibbs, the criteria is still the same applied to everybody in the league, and he still came out the worst in it. Just like the criteria that Pro Football Focus uses is applied to everybody in the league, and he still came out the worst in it. I mean, it's just at some point, I don't understand what's the issue with it. Help me understand, because I really don't get it.
The guy was an average to a below average quarterback. I don't know what more
we need
to know.
Statistically speaking, in some things about it, he was actually the worst quarterback in the NFL.
Okay. Well, my team won 7 games, which is more than they'd won in how many years?
Since 2000 and whatever. I would argue that they won some of those games in spite of him.
Probably. I guarantee we'd go back and we'd find one or two. But we still won.
What does that have to do with how many interceptable balls he threw? And perhaps if people had caught those balls, you would have won.
Interceptable balls, the stat means nothing. He's not here. He's gone.
Yeah, for sure.
It was okay.
Just put it out there. It was just something interesting I came across that obviously got you fired up.
And also, too, it could be to make it relevant to this
show. You're attacking
show,
analytics.
It could
in
be
general.
One of the things that Nathan wants to watch in Hard Knocks is how many interceptable balls he throws in a Houston uniform as he did in a Cleveland uniform.
It's just interesting. It's just another way to complete the picture. And, you know, I do think that you could watch film yourself, Gibbs, given that you're not a coach. And by the way, for people who say that you have to be a coach or a player to understand what you're seeing, maybe in terms of schematics, I would say that's true. And understanding, you know, individual player responsibilities, if you don't necessarily know how a coverage is or whose responsibility something is. But understanding whether or not a ball was interceptable or not, I think anybody could do, regardless of if they played the game before.
And all you essentially do is, what this guy did was go back and take way too much time and evaluate something that happens live. If you're sitting there with your friends, you know, and I watch a football game, whether it's with my wife, with Nathan, with you, Gibbs, and I go, wow, that could have went the other way. You know?
Sure.
I mean, you have to, if you know football, you don't just go, you know, up in completion. You go, that was a close one because it could have went the other way. Right?
Yeah.
That's it. Sure. That's the way I judge it. And so this guy just happened to go back and watch all those situations again to come up with some analytical report for people like Nathan to follow.
Just something that I came across. And why is that funny? Why is that funny to you, Gibbs? Why is it funny that I care about finding a way to quantify things that you are seeing on the football
because
field?
Because I think some of your analytics you go too deep into. Just watch the tape.
That's what this person did. And from watching the tape, they
created
something.
But I don't have
to
chart it to know if he's a good quarterback or not.
Why wouldn't you, though? Why wouldn't you want to know? Why wouldn't you want to know if you're coaching a football team? Why wouldn't you want to know your own quarterback if you know, for example, that you're looking at Teddy Bridgewater, let's say, who you know that I love, but let's just talk from an analytics standpoint, that you would want to know your quarterback, how he did. What if you were able to break that down and discover that of those interceptable balls, 75% came when he was throwing to the right side of the field versus the left side of the field, or an inordinate amount of them came,
or targeting a specific receiver
against to a specific receiver,
or in a certain coverage,
or on a certain down and distance, or in a shotgun, or under center, or off of play action when he had to turn his back on a bootleg or a rollout? Those are things that can help you get an advantage. Every other sport in the world, the NBA is one of the most heavily analytic-driven leagues in professional sports. Major League Baseball is 100% analytic-driven at this point. And the NFL, people are working on finding ways to quantify to get any advantage that you can get. That's why Matt Wilhelm talks about looking at teams' tendencies. At the end of the day, you're charting it because it's giving you information that you can use. If you know, for example, and I can tell you this because here's a fact for you that where an analytic actually was played into something. When we played the Jacksonville Jaguars last year against pressure, when Blake Bortles had to throw the left side of the field, he was woefully inaccurate, threw more interceptable passes, and you had an opportunity to jump it because of poor mechanics when he opened his front foot up and threw it out there. And the Browns, I know, utilized that in their game plan and designed a particular blitz and coverage to get him to do just that, and that resulted in Tashaun Gibson's interception.
I got a stat for you. What was the final score of that game?
We lost. And what were Brian Hoyer's what were Brian Hoyer's stats in that game?
I don't know. I got to look it up.
Go ahead. Go ahead. That was a good one. Go ahead.
I'm looking. I'm sure it wasn't good. They didn't. I know the offense didn't do squat that day.
Yeah, it was awful. I was there. Terrible. It was terrible.
We were there. It was a hot day.
You guys are great. I'm just gonna sit back and listen to this. This is awesome radio.
I'm just saying, though,
I'm
but
a listener
to act
on
like,
show right now.
Why would you chart things? You want to know everything.
No, and
I'm not
and,
saying
and
you
to
don't
your
chart.
Point, yeah.
I'm not saying you're. I get that
the
you
tape
have to chart
is not,
certain
to me,
things.
If you're asking but, me, if I'm evaluating a player, when I do my reports on players, or if I'm scouting a player, okay. 85, because I don't have the benefit of interviewing them or anything like that. But I'd say 85 to 90%, maybe 95% of what it is what I see on tape. Analytics help fill in gaps, help you understand on a deeper level. But for example, I didn't need that guy's numbers to tell me that I knew Brian Hoyer threw more interceptable passes per game than any other quarterback that I saw last year, in person or on tape.
And for an example, not to just piggyback one person or another, but as Nathan said, to reference those tendencies, when you're given your playbook and there's 25 pages of formations, the number of times they were in it, the situations that I consistently talk about that help you draw up a game plan.
Okay,
a coach references that portion of your playbook each and every week, maybe four times a year, if there's a significant down and distance, a formation, and a spot on the field that is like 75-25, but with 50 plays. Not like, well, they did this five times and only did this once. Six plays, you just scrap that out. That sure. was like that, probably specific to the team that they were playing. But if there's a significant thing that they do, that you can pull that analytic out and play it to your advantage, or just have it in the back of your mind, if that situation arises in your game, you use it to your advantage.
For example, if you knew that quarterback X, since we don't need to talk about anybody who's here or not here, but quarterback X, when he had to throw a seam route through an interceptor bull ball, let's call it, 33% of the time, whereas on outside the hashes, he was much better. You're going to build your defense, and your game plan for him is going to be to try to force him into seam looks.
Sure.
So that his checks are going to be checking to a seam against a cover
throws
two or whatever
the
it is.
Numbers.
You're trying to funnel the ball where he is at his worst.
Sure.
That's why these things are valuable.
I'm not the tendency part. I totally agree with, and I buy into with Matt, but these little numbers here, I don't care about.
And that's why you think Tony Romo is one of the worst quarterbacks in the league.
I just hate Tony Romo. I throw the numbers out. I just don't like Tony Romo. I think he's
you don't.
Overrated.
You throw his tape out too.
I do. It's a personal preference. I think he's overrated. Hack up that lung.
That's fantastic.
Get her done.
All right. When we come back, we're gonna get a couple mailbag questions and wrap it up here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.